Two Sunday nights ago in our Sunday evening service, I spoke on the subject of when God planned Christmas. Now, not when did God do the planning, that obviously is eternity past, but when in time did God plan to have Christmas come about 2,000 years ago? And the question was, why did God do that then? Why not 3 days after sin entered into the world, or 1,000 years, or whatever time frame might seem appropriate? Why 4,000 years? The answer to the question was that there were a number of things that the world had to learn in order to make the coming of the Christ and His mission understandable. Two of those things in particular are important. Number one, the world had to understand that God hates sin. And in 4,000 years of history, sin was displayed in all manners and forms and shapes and sizes, and saw the righteous judgment of God upon it. But then secondly, man had to learn that man could not conquer sin by himself. In those 4,000 years of history, never was there born one that was not tainted by sin. Never was there one who fully and entirely accomplished the will of God perfectly. And consequently, man realized that as a sinner, he was in need of somebody else, and therefore the time was right 4,000 years ago. Tonight I want to speak on why God planned Christmas. Now let me give you two reasons that are not correct answers to why we celebrate Christmas. God did not plan Christmas so that we could have a holiday where we could eat as much as we want without guilt. That is not the purpose of Christmas. Might be what happens, but that's not the purpose, at least from God's perspective. God did not plan Christmas because He looked down the corridors of time and said, you know what, kids need a week off from school. And they're all going, amen. That's not why God planned Christmas. According to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, when the angel spoke to Joseph about taking Mary as his wife, he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. That's why God planned Christmas. Man incapable of saving himself from the righteous judgment of God against sin needed a Savior. And so God sent his Son into the world to take our sin upon himself and die in our place on Calvary's cross, that we might have eternal life simply by trusting in that blood that was shed on the cross for the remission of our sins. Well, that's the answer. I guess we can go home. Oh, wait. You know I wouldn't stop that soon. Because the answer to the question actually brings up a couple of other questions. The question might be, couldn't God have kept sin from coming into the world? If sin had never come into the world, then Christ wouldn't have had to come and to die in our place, and it would have been a whole lot better, wouldn't it be? Well, I guess God could have created the world in such a fashion that sin would never enter into it, but there would be a problem with that. In order to do so, He couldn't do what He did in the creation of you and I in the beginning of time. Genesis chapter 1, verses 25 and 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. That verse, those two verses, tell us that God created you and I, created mankind in His own image. There's a lot that goes into that. But part of the image of God in you and I is that God is a personal being. A person, by definition, is one who possesses intellect, emotion, and a volition, a will. God thinks. In fact, God knows all things. God knows all things infinitely. God knows things omnisciently. That is, He knows all things both real and possible in one act of knowing. If you would ever say to God, "Hey, Lord, do you know?" The answer would be, "Yes, He does." No matter what you ask, "Do you know?" Yes, God has intellect. And He created you and I with the ability to think, the ability to reason and to think the thoughts of God. He also created us with the ability to express emotions. God loves. God hates. God is grieved at His heart. God is angry at times. And you and I can express those emotions. Now, God expresses them perfectly. Well, that's not always the case with us, but we were created with the ability to do that. And God also has a will. You'll read all throughout the Scriptures concerning the will of God. Do this, don't do that is an expression of the will of God. And God created us with the ability to do or not to do things. But if God was going to keep sin from entering into the world, then of necessity, He would have had to create you and I without that volitional aspect of our being. Sin would have no effect upon us. All we would be are robots. But in that He created us as volitional beings, then the possibility of sin taking effect had to be existent. And it wasn't too long, I believe, that after the creation of Adam and Eve, that they exercised their will in disobedience to the will of God and thereby necessitated a Savior. Now, if God would have created us without a will, yes, we would not have succumbed to sin, but all we would have been are mere robots, doing what God said to do, not doing what God said not to do, never having to think, never having to reason, never having to truly express emotion, because robots don't express emotions. They can't. How can you love something when it's not volitional? When it's just, "I do this because I want to." That's not love. If it's, "I have to," that's compulsion. And so consequently, in order for us to be created in the image and likeness of God, God had to allow sin into the world. And when sin came into the world, it necessitated a Savior. And consequently, Christ came, but with a perfect will, with a perfect emotions, with a perfect intellect, and became a Savior for us. Aren't you glad that you're not a robot? Aren't you glad that you're able to express love to another? That you're able to express anger when things go in an evil fashion? Aren't you glad that you can make decisions on your own and not have someone tell you what you must do or not do all the time? Is there anyone here tonight who would say, "You know what, I think life would be a whole lot better if I was a robot"? I don't think so. Why God created Christmas? He created us in His image. But something happened when sin came into the world. That image of God in us was corrupted. Now the thoughts that we should be thinking were no longer always the thoughts of God. The emotions that we should be expressing were not always the emotions that God would have us to express. And obviously the will that we should be doing was not always the will of God. But when Christ came and took on genuine humanity and went to the cross and died and provided the redemption of our sins with His blood, something was changed in you and I who believe. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new." We are a new creation in Christ, and that image of God is being restored in the believer. That image that says, "I will think the things that God would have me to think rightly. I will be able to express the emotions that God would have me to express rightly. I will do on my own volition the things that God would have me to do rightly. That's a process. All things are becoming new. Not all things are already new, but they are becoming new. Because Christ came into the world at Christmas and became a Savior for all who trust in Him. Do you know what the end of the story is? Now, I told you at the very beginning of this service, we talked about that holy night becoming a glorious day. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, all things become new. John tells us this in his first epistle, Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Those who have trusted Christ as Savior are on a journey to be conformed to the very image of God again. And when Jesus Christ comes in His second advent, or for the church into the rapture of the church, we shall be like Him. Isn't that wonderful? All because God planned Christmas. Oh, holy night. The night that our Savior was born. If you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I implore you, trust Him tonight. That's what Christmas is all about. If you will, we'll conclude our service tonight. Stand with me.